sound. Now, this is still exhibition phase here. It's Aaron Boone's favorite game on the radio.
I hope he's listening right now.
Anyway, so we'll do the World Series part of this either next week or the week after. We'll have Game 1. Last year it was great, the battles that you and I had back and forth with the packs of cards. So we'll do that again. Tis the season for that, but this is still exhibition time here, and I'm going to do a football one. I know we don't love the football.
What do you mean? I'm getting none right. What year?
1995.
All right.
All right, I'm putting a fresh pack right here.
Football. Oof.
Okay, let's see. 1995, this is Bowman.
Okay.
I was actually trying to get a, I was trying to pull a Phil Sims.
3-13 that year, of course. First year with the Colts, amazing season.
Okay, let's see what we got here. God, I got to organize these cards. All right, ready?
Yeah, no, not for football, but go ahead.
Hugh Douglas, 1995.
95 was with the Jets.
There you go. Okay, no off to one. Look at that card right there. What do you think of that?
I'd say, that was when he was drafted. Oh, that was at camp. Okay.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, it's not a bad one, actually.
Number two, Ronald Moore.
Ronald Moore is a wide receiver, I think. Cardinals?
No, you're thinking of Rob Moore.
No,
right?
I know Rob Moore. Oh, okay. No, not Rob Moore from Syracuse, the Jets supplemental.
This looks like a running
Ronald
back
Moore?
Here.
Okay, from Cardinals,
Jets.
Really?
Did you ever hear this guy?
What is this, a Jets heavy pack?
All right, here's one that we've heard of before: Ken Norton,
Niners.
Yeah,
oh, at this point, Niners, not Dallas.
Yeah, I'm just going through it. Good point. Trust your gut right
there. Yeah, I got you. 2 out of 3.
Oh, God. Yeah, Scott Gragg, G-R-A-G-G.
He's an offensive lineman.
Yes.
Definitely. He played for the Giants for a bunch.
Oh, there you go, BT. All right. All of a sudden, football's starting to be a little bit better. Here we go. We got this.
Sell down and over deliver. Yeah.
Brian Cox.
Brian Cox at this point was with Miami.
Yeah, what is this that I just got?
I don't know.
Right there, Brian Cox is with Miami. Dude, this is
a good pack.
All right, so you're obviously going to know the
4 for 5.
I wonder if this is Boomer Esiason.
What year?
95.
95. Boomer was, let's see. Was he with the Jets for 3 years? Yeah. 94 was with Carroll, the collapse, the fake spike. Boomer was, it's Jets.
Yes, it is. And look at this, dude.
It's signed.
Yeah.
Well, wow. Give me that.
What do you mean? Yeah,
Boomer's my guy.
What do you mean Boomer's
my guy? You kiss Francesa's ass. That's my guy.
Look at that.
Yeah, I gotta get that.
Wait. You pulled an autograph?
It's signed.
No.
That's sick.
You just got one the other day. You got Kirk McClain.
What is going on here? What is this, an insert?
No. Sick. Let me see if I got to find this online. Hold on.
I'm sorry. I know you
got to keep that.
Oh.
I got to take it.
Now you can have it.
Nah,
make me feel good.
Dang it.
You know what? I'll give you something else. So we got another thing over here. Hold on.
You got to get through the rest of that pack. How sick is that?
That's incredible. 5 out of 6, by the way. What is he? What are you coming in for?
This is
what's going on.
We know how much you love Boomer.
Yeah.
You guys are. I almost cursed. Wow. You guys are asses. You really are.
read what he wrote to you. You got a nice little sign, 8x10.
That's funny. That is funny. So, of course, you faked the signature here.
Well, we didn't fake it. No, he actually did sign
that. Well, you know, yeah, but you did. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's funny. You guys got me.
We wore
that. That goes in a man cave.
Put it
right over Tiki's picture.
Yeah. What did he write on the 8x10?
He wrote, "Hey, BT, jam it up the A-gap." Boomer.
Sorry, but we tried to get
that's him
to
phenomenal.
Say, I wanted him to write, like,
that's
stop kissing my ass or something like that.
That's awesome. Dude. Well done, boys, and well done, Boomer.
By the way, he wouldn't write, like, kiss my ass or whatever on there because he really appreciates your friendship and values you who you are.
That's awesome.
And your fandom.
He's, like, being
I'm being serious. Like, he legitimately, like, appreciates
you. The two of you kissing each other's ass here. I don't know what's going
on here.
We're
both men of respect, and we're both, you know.
Yeah.
You know. Captains of industry.
We're both alpha male athletes. Where are we going now?
That's awesome. That's great.
I legit did pull that card just one day sitting back there. I was like, we got to get this signed by Boomer and have some fun with it.
Funny.
All right, we'll finish
5
up
out
here.
Of 6.
Garrison Hurst.
Running back. Mm. No, Rams.
No.
Garrison Hurst.
You're right about he was a Niner,
Cardinals.
Obviously. Yeah, I don't remember the Cardinals either.
Damn. I remember in 98 when he ripped off that 96-yard touchdown run against the Jets week 1 out in San Francisco Candlestick.
Yes, I remember
when
that.
When Mo Lewis whiffed on the tackle, we lost in overtime.
He was a good
and
back.
Glenn Foley started that game. Keyshawn Ankrabet had touchdowns.
All right, this is the last of the names that I've heard
seven.
Of. Christian Fourier.
I just don't know if he was with the Patriots at that point. Hold on a second. I know he was like tight end, right?
Yes. This was his first team, I want to say.
He might not have been with the Patriots at this point. Lions?
No, Patriots? Seahawks.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. Remember him with the Seahawks?
Yeah, a little bit, I do. Five for eight.
Chris Jorich?
Lineman?
Yes, defensive line.
Chris
Jorich.
Did he play at, like, Washington? Either way.
Chicago.
University of Washington. University of Washington. Was he at Washington?
No.
Chris Jorich was a Bear. What? 6'9"
Yes,
keep
he
going.
Was good pull right
you
there.
You like that? Yeah, you got your tricks. I got mine. 6'9" 6'9" Sal.
Rob Fredrickson?
He just sounds like a lineman.
He was. I'm sorry. It might have been a linebacker.
Yeah, Dolphins?
Raiders.
Yeah.
And Kez McCorvey.
I never heard of this guy. Rams.
Me neither. Lions. The whole reason why we wanted to do the football is to do
that's
the
great thing.
So we'll do an exhibition baseball for real next week, maybe head-to-head, and then we could start game one after that.
That is really fun.
And BT, by the way.
Yes.
I mean, who else would give you an autographed card from your favorite player or one of your favorite guys?
We took care of you the way you gave us a sweatshirt.
Yeah. But we got you an autograph.
You got us the Mets hoodie. We got you Boomer.
I don't want to change the tone with me and Boomer. Boomer's not my favorite player.
Not even close. Okay. See, Mike is my favorite talk show host. So there we go.
Boomer is one of my favorite people, which is more important than being a football player.
Yeah.
There you go. I caught up there, right?
Love Boomer.
That's great. That was slick, man. You guys got me.
And honestly, after looking at the signed card, I'm like, I'm going to keep this for myself. We got to get another one. That's a great looking card.
Because as you're going through this, I'm like, I don't think they signed cards back then and slipped them in.
Right. Well,
I'm thinking I didn't really collect football cards, right. So I don't know.
And I thought maybe because I honestly, this legit happened, as I told you the other day with me at home with the hockey.
Yes.
Where I got the Kurt McClain. I was like, what the hell is this?
So I thought
maybe then it would be more believable.
Awesome.
Like I said, the whole point was he was supposed to write on it to BT Stop Kissing My Ass. Then you would have known.
It's my boy Boomer. I love him.
I have to say, there is one gullible person in this room that we can get any time. BT.
Why?
Oh, dude, we play you like a fiddle.
What is this guy talking about?
What do you mean you
play like... Wait, am I supposed to be skeptical when you pull the card?
Yes, I would think that most average people in this world would be like, do you guys just pull my chain?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
No, we sold it. Hey,
we sell it very. We know how to sell it.
You should be writing scripts for wrestling then. You guys are amazing sell jobs.
Soon we will be. BT.
I love Boomer. I'm all about laughing at myself, but I got to be honest. Hoff, I think that's a very unfair indictment. It's a very inaccurate description, characterization. Gullible? I've been called loud. I've been called a jerk. Not by many people. Most people do like me. If you know me, you like me. If you don't know me, you might not. But I've never been called gullible. Hmm. That's the first time in my life that I've ever heard that.
I'll tell you this much. I want a Papa Shango really bad, and I got him.
That has nothing to do with
me. Yeah, I could have played my hand. I'm just telling you.
What is this guy talking about?
He came to me afterwards, asked me who I should be.
Talking about me?
You asked Hoff?
Who
do I really want to be? Conversation with them.
And you, Hoff, did you try to sell him on?
I just kept
it. Did sell it?
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to play my hand.
You wanted Papa Shango?
I wanted Papa Shango the whole time. It's going to be badass.
You got him.
You got him, yeah.
Exactly.
So that's how you, yesterday's events and this is why I'm gullible?
I mean, just two of many times that we've gotten you before. We'll go back. I'll go through the archives.
Really?
Or maybe not.
I mean, where's this sneak attack coming from?
No. I think it's all in good fun. We did have some fun with the Boomer stuff. I was just upset Boomer didn't write Stop Kissing My
Ass
on there.
Jam it up the A-gap. He actually wouldn't write that, huh?
He did.
He's too classy. That's why he's one of my guys.
All right, BT and Sal on the fan. We'll come back. Let's get some Knicks into the conversation. We haven't talked about them yet. Also, a note from basketball last night, college basketball, that I haven't gotten to yet that I do want to get to.
College basketball last night.
A very little thing that I'd be curious to get your take. And we'll get back to your calls on the Giants. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the